burrs and steal them from each side, half sides, and steal pine burrs.
Well, now, what kind of rules did you have for that?
Well, if you caught one while he was getting a burr, you put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to stay there until one of his side could come and steal him out.
Uh-huh.
And if you kept them there until you got every one of them in jail, whichever one got all of them in jail, won.
Uh-huh.
Things like that. And then on Sunday afternoons, we played baseball. We had a ball and bat, just like they do now. And we'd choose up sides and play baseball and things like
well,
that.
Well, did you live in a fairly large community?
Yes, it was when I was growing up. It was a fairly large community, but they've all moved away now, you see.
Well, what did people do there?
They farm. They bought a farm.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind of school did you go to? Was it one teacher?
The first school I went to until I was in the fifth grade was one teacher school.
Mm-hmm.
One room school. And then when I was in fifth grade, we moved the school to Uptonville, and they had seven grades there.
Was it still one teacher?
No, they had I believe it was five teachers there.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through the seventh grade out at Uptonville, and then I came over here to Folkestone and finished high school here. And we didn't have but two buildings when I finished school here. We had the grammar school building and the high school building. And that's about all there is to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you were in a school that had a lot of different grades in it, just one teacher, how did the teacher manage?
Well, while they were having one grade, you were getting up your work.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. So you'd have an assignment to do, and then
that's right. They'd assign you your work, and while they were working with the other grades, you'd be doing your work for the next day, and you didn't have any books to take home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like it is now, you have to take home a pile of books unless you have a teacher that gives the assignment and then gives you a certain time after each assignment to do the work, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
When I make an assignment, I give them 20 minutes after the assignment to do the work for next day.
Uh-huh.
And if they're smart, they can do it. My education was not much different from what it is now.
Well, has the curriculum changed a great deal since?
Yes, we have more, I call it foolishness now.
Like what kind of foolishness?
Football and basketball and things like that. That takes the mind of the children away from the subject matter. And there are many a day that we don't teach a day of school for all these outside activities.
Mm-hmm.
They either go into music or go into physical ed or got to go to piano lessons or, you know, something.
Well, what about just the ordinary subjects? Are they pretty much the same?
No, they have changed. I mean, they have broadened out, and they're more easier. They just don't concentrate on one thing. They have broadened out and made them more interesting than they were then. Back when I was going to school, you mostly thought about learning dates and about important people. And now you just get the main idea of why the United States was settled or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as this new arithmetic, I think it's the biggest farce that's ever happened.
I don't know anything in the world about it. When these new things come along, are you expected to go back and study about them?
I have to go back and learn them. But there ain't nothing to learn because it's just the old way. The old material taught in a different way. That's all it is to it.
Uh-huh.
They're all working for the same answer. One plus one's going to be two anywhere you take it from.
Well, that's true.
And when I go to the bank, deposit my money, they're not going to ask me, do I want it in tens or...